You're listening to SBS News.
Health officials have issued a stark reminder that the pandemic is far from over in the United States, especially in the South. In Missouri, one in every 360 people are being diagnosed with COVID-19, the fourth worst diagnosis rate in the country this past week. Delta is surging across southern states, where vaccination rates are far lower than the rest of America. Only 47.4% of Missourians have received at least one dose of vaccine, compared with 56.8% nationally. The rate is even lower for younger residents. At a press briefing in Springfield, Mercy Hospital's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Gregory Ledger, urged people to wear masks and get vaccinated.
We've had 10 intensivists from St. Louis come to help us because our physicians are just worn out. And they walk through our hospital and some of these have been intensivists for 15, 20 years. They've never seen anything like it. We have two ICUs that are full of patients with COVID. We have over 25 patients on ventilators and some of them won't survive, some will. And you know, we keep giving that great care. But it is a challenge, and the best protection right now is to be vaccinated.
Delta's grip on the unvaccinated has caused America's top health agency to issue new mask guidelines. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has recommended that even vaccinated people should wear masks indoors in parts of America where the virus is surging. The CDC's director is Rochelle Walensky.
The most important thing that we need to say right now is we have a lot of this country that has a lot of viral burden that's driven a lot by people who, and mostly by people who are unvaccinated. Those are the people that are driving the new infections. But at an individual level, we believe everybody should be wearing a mask in those areas of substantial and high transmission.
It's a change in advice from the CDC, which in May said that fully vaccinated people didn't need to wear masks indoors or out. It was hoped the advisory would incentivize more people to get immunized.
We acted with the data that we had at the time. The country mostly had alpha. Alpha among breakthrough vaccinated infections was not being transmitted to other people. The data that we have right now is different. We have a country that is full of Delta. Delta is a more transmissible virus, and the new data that we have is that Delta is able, in those rare breakthrough infections, to be transmitted to others.
The CDC has been criticized for backpedaling on its mask-wearing guidelines. One White House reporter even accused the government of giving Americans whiplash with the ever-changing advice. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says officials are responding to the changing threat of the Delta variant.
The reality is we are dealing with a much different strain of this virus than we were even earlier in the spring, back in May, when the masking guidance was provided by the CDC at that time. That is their job. Their job is to look at evolving information, evolving data, an evolving historic pandemic, and provide guidance to the American public.
Touring the National Counterterrorism Watch Center in Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden responded to a question about whether the revised guidelines would confuse people.
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion. And the more we learn about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. So get vaccinated. If you haven't, you're not nearly as smart as I said you were.
President Biden also told the audience a mandate requiring all federal employees to get vaccinated was still under consideration. At a high school in New York, there's a push to vaccinate students before the first day of school in mid-September. It comes as the CDC has also issued new guidance recommending that all school students, teachers, staff, and visitors wear masks inside.
Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go.
Summer pop-up clinics have been operating across the city, including in the Bronx, where 16-year-old Arielle Cuero got her first Pfizer jab to a round of applause. But for school children elsewhere, the devastating effects of the pandemic persist and the solutions remain beyond reach. The United Nations Children's Fund is highlighting the damage from school closures across the globe. James Elder is from UNICEF.
More than 600 million children who aren't on an academic break remain affected by school closures, 600 million. In Asia and the Pacific, in nearly half the countries, schools have been closed for about 200 days there, amid some of the longest closures ever seen in Latin America and the Caribbean. Still 18 countries are affected by full or partial closures. And as of today, our most recent estimates in Eastern and Southern Africa are that 40%, 4 in 10 of all children, 5 to 18, are currently out of school.
UNICEF says remote learning is simply not an option for many kids because they don't have access to screens or even the internet. James Elder cites a World Bank report that estimates this generation of students will earn $14 trillion less in their lifetime than they would have with a complete education.
Education and safety of friends and food are being replaced by anxiety, violence and teenage pregnancy. So if we look at one country, Uganda, we've seen a 20% spike in the last 15 months in teen pregnancies, or in pregnancies of 10 to 24-year-old girls who were seeking antenatal care. Across the globe, in all continents, we're seeing child helplines, a good precursor to understanding kids who are reporting violence, seeing often triple-digit increases.
And the International Monetary Fund, too, is pointing out the inequality wrought by the pandemic. IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath says the latest outlook highlights the widening gap between advanced, emerging and developing economies.
Our latest global growth forecast of 6% for this year is unchanged from the previous outlook, but the composition has changed. Growth prospects for advanced economies this year have improved by 0.5 percentage point, but this is offset exactly by a downward revision for emerging market and developing economies, driven by a significant downgrade for emerging Asia. For 2022, we project global growth of 4.9%, up from our previous forecast of 4.4%.
Geeta Gopinath says the gap between vaccine haves and have-nots is intensifying global disparity.
Now, close to 40% of the population in advanced economies has been fully vaccinated, compared with 11% in emerging market economies and a tiny fraction in low-income developing countries. There still remains highly inequitable access to vaccines. There have been about 3.5 billion shots in arms so far, but most of them have gone to a few countries, and you have many low-income countries and developing countries where even health workers haven't been fully vaccinated.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.